श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम मंदिर की जय। श्रील नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर की जय। श्रील नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर डिसअपीयरेंस डे सेलिब्रेशन की जय। श्रील नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर विरह महोत्सव की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। All glory to Krishna. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshapadine Om Abhyanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोधिष्ठं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं मूकं करोति वाचालं पुंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्री गुरुं दिनकारणम्। So the song that we just sang is composed by Srila Narottam Das Thakur from his prarthana or prayer. This is called Shaparshad Bhagavad Viraha Janita Vilap, lamentation due to separation from the Lord and his associates. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where are my Sharup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhakta and Gopal Bhakta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all these devotees in whose association he performed his pastime, Narottam Das simply weeps. This song Narottam Das Thakur actually composed after he received the news of Srinivas Acharya Thakur's disappearance. Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Prabhu were three very intimate friends. They all met each other in Vrindavan and they studied under Srila Jiva Goswami. And they became very, very intimate friends. And Srinivas Acharya was the senior most. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu used to treat him like their spiritual master. And when Narottam Das Thakur got to know that Srinivas Acharya left his body in Vrindavan and entered into Krishna's eternal pastime, the Narottam Das Thakur became very much heartbroken. And actually, soon after that, Narottam Das Thakur left this planet also. So Narottam Das Thakur was born as a son of a king. He was a prince in a place called Garanhati. Garanhati is in Bengal, in the eastern part of Bengal, on the bank of the river Padma. The river Padma is actually Ganga. When Ganga enters into East Bengal, Ganga actually splits into two rivers. One is Bhagirathi that flows through western part of Bengal, and then other is Padma that goes through the eastern part of Bengal. And on the bank of Bhagirathi there was this place called Gorerhat. Gorerhat means the marketplace next to the castle, next to the fort. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur's father and uncle had a fort there, which is called Gor in Bengal. And this place was known as the marketplace adjacent to the fort. And Narottam Das Thakur was an extremely brilliant personality from his very young age. As a young boy, he mastered all different branches of Sanskrit studies. And at a young age, Narottam Das Thakur came in contact with an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Krishna Das. And Krishna Das used to tell Narottam about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful activities. And Narottam, from his very young age, from his early boyhood, developed a tremendous attachment to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then Narottam got to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this planet. And that news was so painful that he actually fainted just after receiving that news. And he was constantly crying that he won't be able to see his worshipful Lord, Sri Gauranga, anymore. But then Krishna Das consoled him by saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not actually leave. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very much there in Vrindavan. Therefore, Mahaprabhu's intimate associate like Jagadananda Pandit, Bakrishar Pandit, Raghunath Das Goswami, they all left Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, and went to Vrindavan, or rather came to Vrindavan. So since that time, Narottam harbored a great desire to come to Vrindavan and see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was the son of a prince, and so he was brought up in extreme opulence and luxury, and his behavior was rather unbecoming, so the parents became very worried, and Narottam used to tell them that he just wanted to go to Vrindavan. He used to cry and say that all he wanted is just to go to Vrindavan and appeal to his parents to make arrangements to send him to Vrindavan. But the parents never wanted that, and Narottam used to even tell them sometimes that if they did not let him go, then someday he would just run away from home and go to Vrindavan. So being afraid that he may run away, his parents made arrangements to guard him with many servants, and appointed many servants to guard him. But Narottam, so in the meantime, one day Narottam came to the river Padma to take bath, and he did not return for a long, long time. His mother was waiting with prasad, and Narottam didn't come back. They all became very worried, and they came to the bank of the river Padma in search of Narottam. And they couldn't see anyone, but they only saw one fair complexioned boy was dancing. Now, Narottam's complexion actually was dark. But this boy was fair, like his complexion was like molten gold, and even his mother could not recognize him. Actually, it was Narottam, but his complexion changed. And Narottam, this boy was behaving like a mad boy, like a mad person. He was crying and he was dancing. He was sometimes rolling in the ground. So his mother then recognized him. So she embraced him and asked him what happened. And Narottam just kept on crying and he couldn't say anything. So since that time, Narottam was completely transformed. He was behaving like a madman. And actually everyone thought that the prince became mad, or the prince became haunted by a ghost. And actually the mystery behind this incident is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was going towards Vrindavan, and on the way he stopped at Ramkeli to meet Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. One day he was taking his bath along with his associates in Padma River. At that time, hundreds of thousands of people were following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu was taking his bath in Padma, the branch of Ganges, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to call out to someone by saying, "Bap Narottam, Bap Narottam," which means, "Narottam, my child, Narottam, my child, where are you?" And everyone became very surprised because they did not know of anyone by that name. So they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Now, who is that person that you're calling by that name?" Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them that Narottam is going to come. He hasn't arrived as yet, but he will come soon. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted Narottam's appearance. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu deposited their Krishna prema, their love in Padma, and instructed Padma to offer this love to Narottam when he came. So Padma, the personification of the river Padma, asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how she would recognize Narottam. Then Mahaprabhu told her, "When Narottam comes, then your heart will overflow in ecstasy." Therefore, when Narottam came to take bath in the river Padma, Padma actually offered the love that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deposited to her to Narottam. And as a result of that, Narottam became ecstatic in love of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his complexion also changed. Although his complexion was like monsoon cloud before, now his complexion became like molten gold. And so Narottam, after this incident, became even more ecstatic and even more aggrieved due to the separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started to cry practically 24 hours a day. And then he started to tell his parents that, "Please let me go to Vrindavan, please let me go to Vrindavan." But they could not, because he was their only son. And after all, the attachment of the parents was very, very strong. So one day, Narottam's father had to send Narottam to the Muslim baron of that place. Actually, Narottam Das's father, Krishnananda Bhakta, although he was a king, but he was subordinate to the Muslim rulers of Bengal. And he was subordinate to one Jaigirdar, which can be translated as a lord or a king of bigger area who was actually dominating over some smaller kings like Narottam Das's father. And so this Muslim Jaigirdar, the representative of Nawab, got to know about the beauty of the son of Krishnananda and his intelligence. He got to know that King Krishnananda's son was extremely beautiful, and he was extremely intelligent. So he wanted to see him. So Narottam Das Thakur's father sent him to the Muslim Jaigirdar, and with proper guards and sentries. So on the way, Narottam actually ran away, and he started to run towards Vrindavan. And in this way, he ran two, three days at a stretch, and then whenever he became tired, he just laid down under a tree and took some rest, and he ate whenever he got something after 2-3 days. So this is how, when one becomes mad due to his love for Krishna, he loses all his external consciousness. Although Narottam Das Thakur was the son of a king who practically never went out alone, was running towards Vrindavan without any awareness of the need of food and rest. The similar thing was also happened with Raghunath Das Goswami, who also was the son of a king. And when he wanted to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he ran away from home and ran towards Jagannath Puri. He did not take the main road. He ran through forests and villages, thinking that if he went to the main road, then his father would send his men to catch him, and he won't be able to go to Jagannath. But the distance of Vrindavan was far greater than Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri from near Calcutta is about 500 kilometers, but the distance of Vrindavan is about 1500 kilometers. So Narottam Das Thakur ran and came to Vrindavan. When he came to Vrindavan, he was actually taking rest in Vishram Ghat. Vishram Ghat is in Mathura, and that is the place where the travelers from other places, especially from the east, when they come to Vrindavan, they take rest there before entering into Vrindavan. They take bath in Jamuna and then they take rest there for a while before entering into Vrindavan. Our Brajamandal Parikrama also starts from Vishram Ghat. So Vishram Ghat is the place where one starts his parikrama of Vrindavan. So Narottam Das Thakur was resting there. Then one Vaishnav came to him and asked him whether he was Narottam. And Narottam agreed. So then that person told him that he was sent by Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami asked him to take Narottam to him in Vrindavan. Actually, Srila Jiva Goswami had a dream the night before that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him and told him that Narottam is coming, and Narottam would be in Vishram Ghat at such and such time, and he should make arrangements to bring him. The similar thing also happened to Srila Jiva Goswami when Srinivas Acharya came to Vrindavan. Actually, when Srinivas Acharya came, Jiva Goswami had a dream, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu told him that Srinivas would be there in Govindaji's temple at the time of evening arati. So Jiva Goswami asked, how shall I recognize him? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that the kind of ecstasy that he will be, the uncommon ecstasy that he will be displaying at the time, from that only you will be able to recognize who is Srinivas Thakur. So similarly, Narottam Das Thakur's appearance also was predicted. Narottam Das Thakur's arrival in Vrindavan also was predicted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Jiva Goswami. And Narottam Das Thakur was staying at Jiva Goswami's shelter, and at that time he met many other associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he became specially drawn, specially attracted towards Lokanath Goswami. And he wanted to take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. But Lokanath Goswami took a vow that he would never give initiation to anyone. He would never accept any disciple. So when Narottam Das Thakur approached him, begging him for initiation, Lokanath Goswami told him that he was not going to give him initiation. He said, I could not become a servant of Krishna. I am not able to serve Krishna. So how can I take any service from anyone? And how can I could not become a devotee myself. So how can I guide anybody else on the spiritual path? Therefore, all the appeal and persuasion of Narottam Das Thakur went in vain, and Lokanath Goswami simply refused him. But although refused by Lokanath Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur didn't give up the hope. So he started to stay near Lokanath Goswami's heart, and he used to try to, every day he used to do the parikrama of his heart, and he used to offer obeisances from a distance, and on top of everything, every morning after Lokanath Goswami used the toilet, those days there was no toilet as such, they used to pass stool in some specific area. Such a specific area used to be used for passing urine stool. So Narottam Das Thakur used to clean that place every morning after Lokanath Goswami passed stool in the morning. And so Lokanath Goswami started to wonder, so how come every day the place appears to be so clean whenever he went there? So one day he became curious and wanted to find out what actually happened. So when he was passing, he was waiting, he was hiding behind a bush, and then he saw that Narottam came there, and with his own hand he was cleaning. And so Lokanath Goswami became very, he felt very bad. So he ran to Narottam and he said, Narottam, you shouldn't do that. You are a prince. You are coming from such a aristocratic family. And why are you doing such a, why are you performing such abominable service or act? Because in the Vedic time, the cleaning of the toilet has been prescribed to be the duty or the activity of a very low class people. Those who do that are considered to be very, very low class. But when Lokanath Goswami saw how dedicated Narottam was to his lotus feet, then Lokanath Goswami decided to break his vow. Lokanath Goswami decided to break his vow and accepted Narottam Das Thakur as his disciple. Then, as I mentioned, Narottam Das Thakur was studying the Vaishnava, especially the Goswami literature, under the guidance of Jiva Goswami. And they were thinking of both, all three, Narottam, Shyamananda and Srinivas, were thinking that they would stay in Vrindavan forever. They would never leave Vrindavan. But one day, Jiva Goswami called them and told them to go back to Bengal, go back to the east with the Goswami literature in order to preach the teachings of the Goswami. So in this way, Narottam, Srinivas and Shyamananda are the three first Sankirtan devotees. They were sent by Jiva Goswami with all the books that were written by the Goswami. And the books were kept in a four large wooden crates, and they were carried in two bullock carts under the patronage of the rich merchants of Mathura. This arrangement was made, and under the leadership of Srinivas, the books were sent to Vrindavan, sent to Bengal along with Narottam and Shyamananda. And there was those merchants of Vrindavan, they gave them some guards also. About 10-12 guards, armed guards, were also going with the bulaka that were carrying the boxes, the crates, huge wooden crates. And when they came to the border of Bihar and Bengal, in the border there is a place called Vishnupur, Von Vishnupur, and the king of Von Vishnupur was actually a bandit, was a dacoit, and he used to plunder the wealth of the traveler. And this king had an astrologer who could calculate and find out how much money one was carrying. So this astrologer calculated and told the king that a group is coming from the west, and they are carrying such wealth that cannot be measured. That is unlimited wealth they are carrying. So the king became very excited. So he sent his soldiers to steal that wealth. So at night, when the party was taking rest, king's men went and stole the wooden crate with books. And in the morning when they woke up, they found that the books are missing. So they felt as if they've been struck by thunderbolts and they fainted there. Especially Srinivas Thakur, who was the leader of the group and who was responsible to carry the books to Bengal, he became very much afflicted due to this incident. And in the meantime, the king, when his men brought the wealth to him, he immediately opened the crate and he found that they were full of books. So the king became very surprised. He called the astrologer and told him, how come your calculation went wrong this time? You said that these crates are going to have enormous wealth in them, but now we are seeing it's just some old handwritten manuscripts in them. So the astrologer started to calculate again, and he told the king, my lord, each time I calculate, my calculation reads that these boxes are carrying an enormous wealth. So in this way, the king, Bir Hambir, could actually understand that these books are actually very, very special literature, very special books. And in the meantime, Srinivas Thakur decided that those who have stolen the crates, when they would find out that they are simply some books, they would not keep them, and they would they would return them if he could find out who actually stole the book, and then he could go and claim the book. So Srinivas forcefully forced Marutam and Shamananda to leave, and he stayed back in that area. And then it's a very interesting incident how he actually recovered the book. So Srinivas Thakur found out that the king actually plundered the travelers in this way. So he could guess that the king actually have stolen the book. That those who have stolen the crest, when they would find out that there's simply some book, they would not keep them, and they would return them if he could find out who actually stole the book, and then he could go and claim the book. So Srinivas forced Narottam and Shamananda to leave, and he stayed back in that area. And then it's a very interesting incident how he actually recovered the book. So Srinivas Thakur found out that the king actually plundered the travelers in this way. So he could guess that the king actually have stolen the book. But he couldn't go to the king and ask him whether he stole the book. So he was waiting for an appropriate opportunity. And then he got to know that the king was very fond of listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srinivas Thakur sent a message to the king through a Brahmin that he would like to recite Srimad Bhagavatam to the king one day. And when the king, when Srinivas Thakur started to recite Srimad Bhagavatam, the king was very pleased. And he asked how he could serve him, how he could do any service to him. Then Srinivas Thakur very humbly told him that he was actually carrying the books from Vrindavan. And those books were written by his spiritual masters. And now those books have been stolen. Now, if the king could help him retrieve those books, then the king asked him to come to his treasury, and he showed him those books, and asked him whether they were his books. These are the books that he was talking about. And Srinivas Thakur admitted that they were the books. And then king became so, he felt so bad that he committed such an offense, that he caused such anxiety and distress to such an exalted devotee, that the king begged Srinivas Thakur to give him initiation. So Srinivas Thakur actually gave Bir Hambir initiation, and this king helped him very much in spreading. Him very much in spreading the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout that area. So Narottam Das Thakur went back to his father's house, and when the news reached that he came back, his father and mother became very joyful. They came running and they embraced him and asked him to come in, but Narottam refused to go inside the palace because he had taken a vow of celibacy and the life of a mendicant. So Narottam then finally agreed that he could stay in the Chondi Mandap, that is the place where worship takes place. Like, according to the Shastra or Smarta worship of Durga, the Durga's deity and other such demigod deities are not kept fixed in one temple room. They come on special occasions and then they're worshipped, and after worship they're immersed in the river. So this place is called Puja Mandap, or the place of worship, and Narottam decided to agree to stay there. And so he started to stay in that place, and many people became attracted. So I'll just mention a few incidences in short, because the time is running out. Actually, Narottam Das's life is very exciting. It's a very wonderful, he's a very wonderful personality, and it's difficult to finish talking about him in 1 hour. Anyway, let me see how much I can cover. So Narottam actually was preaching to many, many people. And in the meantime, Ramchandra Kaviraj, one disciple of Srinivas Thakur, met Narottam Das Thakur, and he became very attracted to Narottam Das Thakur and became very close friends. And Ramchandra Kaviraj started to stay with Narottam Das Thakur in Khetuli. And one day they were coming back after taking a bath in the river in some place, and on the way they saw two very handsome and bright looking Brahmana boys who were carrying some goats, and they could understand that these goats were actually meant for sacrifice to Devi, to Durga. And Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj felt that these boys are so bright looking, and unfortunately they are indulging in all, unknowingly, unconsciously, they are indulging in all kinds of sinful activities. Now if they could become the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how wonderful it would have been. So this was actually the desire of Ramchandra Kaviraj. Ramchandra Kaviraj told that to Narottam Das Thakur. How wonderful it would have been if these two boys could become devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ramchandra Kaviraj, then Narottam Das Thakur said, okay, let's try to do that. So they started to walk just in front of these two boys who were carrying the black goats to be offered in sacrifice, and they started to discuss among themselves the reaction of such animal sacrifice. What actually happens when one sacrifices animals to devas? And they started to discuss on this subject in such a way that these two boys could hear. So when these boys heard that and realized that how they are indulging in such incredible sinful activities, and as a result of that they have to suffer so much, that they came running to Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj, fell at their feet and asked them if there is any way that they can become free, they can become delivered from their sinful reaction. So then Narottam Das Thakur instructed them on the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told them about the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the effect of chanting of the holy name. So these boys became so influenced, so much affected by the teachings of Narottam Das Thakur, that they immediately let the animals loose, and along with Narottam Das Thakur they came to Khetuli and took initiation from Narottam Das Thakur. So in the meantime, the parent, the father of these two boys was a very influential Brahmana. He was a very wealthy landlord. Although he was a Brahmana, but he was a very wealthy landlord. So he became very worried when his sons didn't return. So he sent his men to look for his son everywhere. And then they found out that his sons were actually staying with Narottam Das Thakur in Khetri, and they have taken initiation from Narottam Das Thakur. So the Brahman father became very angry, because Narottam Das Thakur was a Kayastha. Kayastha is a kind of a Sudra, is an educated class of Sudra, those who are involved in administrative activities. They are called Kayasthas, like Ramananda Roy was a Kayastha. So Narottam Das Thakur's family also was Kayastha, and they were considered to be Sudras by the Brahmanas. And the Brahmanas were the smarter Brahmanas, the father of these two boys, became very upset when he got to know that Narottam Das Thakur gave initiation to his son. So he went and forcibly took his son, brought his son back home, and then he tried to convince them that it was actually a transgression of scriptural injunctions on the part of Narottam Das Thakur that he gave initiation to these two boys. But the sons pointed out that the position of a Vaishnava is higher than a Brahman, and anyone can become a Vaishnava. Therefore, to accept initiation from a Vaishnava is not wrong. So the father was defeated. So he could not defeat their argument. But he thought that he was not very learned. But if he can get some very learned scholars, then they could defeat these two young boys, his sons. So he approached one very learned man, learned Brahman called Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, and he told him to convince these boys that what they did was wrong, and persuade them to give up their initiation. And Ganganandan Chakravarti, when started talking to these boys, he became so much influenced by these two boys' Siddhanta that they were presenting, that he decided to take initiation from Narottam Das Thakur. And when that happened, all the Brahmanas became very upset. So they thought that Narottam knows some magic. And with this magic, he was actually bewildering the Brahmanas and making them take initiation from him. So they approached the king of that area, and a very powerful king called King Narasimha Narayan, and told him that how it has been predicted in the scriptures that in the age of Kali, everything will turn upside down. And in the age of Kali, the Brahmanas will become like Sudras, and Sudras will study the Vedas, and so that was, they pointed out that, that the demoniac people will take over the position of the Brahmanas. So here is an incident that they cited, that Narottam actually is a evil person, and using his evil power, he is actually enchanting and bewildering these Brahmanas and giving them initiation. So he was the king, and it is the responsibility of the king to protect dharma. So the king said, yes, it's true, I must. If there is some adharma, if there is some irreligious activities, then I must do something about that. And the king also arranged to call one of the most powerful scholars, called Rup Narayan from Mithila. And so along with Rup Narayan and his entourage, the king proceeded towards Khetri. And the news reached Narottam Das Thakur, and Ramchandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti became they felt very bad that these people are coming to harass Narottam Das Thakur. So they wanted to stop, they wanted to prevent this harassment and stop them from coming to Khetri. So they planned they sought out a plot to do that. So they found out that in a place called Kumarpur, which was not too far from Kheturi, this party, the king's party, would stop for a night. So Ramchandra Kaviraj and Ganganarayan Chakravarti dressed themselves up as a clay pot seller and a betel nut and betel leaf seller. And they opened two shops there in the market here. And so when the king's party came, they came to the market to buy clay pots to cook food and also to buy betel nut and betel leaves, because betel leaves are very tender, so they have to buy fresh betel leaves. One cannot keep them for many days. So these are the two commodities that they had to buy, and Ramchandra Kaviraj and Ganganarayan Chakravarti could anticipate that. So when the king's men, the Pandit Rupnarayan's students came there to buy those things, the clay pot seller started to speak to them in Sanskrit. So they became very surprised that this clay pot seller is able to speak Sanskrit. So, and then gradually their discussion took a turn and they got into an argument on the points of scripture. And then this clay pot seller defeated the students of Rupnarayan. And same thing happened with the betel nut seller, pan vendor, and here the other students also got defeated by him. So the news reached the Pandit Rupnarayan. So he came personally to see what happened, and he got into an argument with them, thinking that to save his face he must defeat them. But ultimately he himself was defeated. And the king, Nrisimha Narayan, was mediating. So Nrisimha Narayan actually told him, he could see that Rupnarayan was defeated, and he gave judgment that Rupnarayan has been defeated by the clay pot seller and the betel leaf seller. So then the king became very curious, where did they learn such Sanskrit and such conclusion of the scripture? So he asked, where did you learn this? And they told him that actually they somehow came in contact with Narottam Das Thakur, and although they are just clay pot vendor and betel nut vendor, just by coming in contact with Narottam Das Thakur, they have developed this ability. They have mastered the scriptures and scriptural conclusions in such a way. So then king told Rupnarayan that if you are defeated by just an odd then that he must be a great personality. He is like a touchstone, that just by coming in contact with him, that even ordinary people become such great scholars. So then the king decided to go to Narottam and accept initiation. And he went to Narottam Das Thakur, and he was so moved to see him, see his brilliant personality, that he told him that he was coming here to harass him. Therefore, in order to atone, in order to nullify that offense, he must surrender himself to him. So the king took initiation, and the Pandit Rupnarayan also took initiation from Narottam Das Thakur. So in this way, Narottam Das Thakur was preaching at that time. Narottam Das Thakur established his deities in Kheturi on Gold Purnima day, on the appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he organized a huge festival. Actually, his parents were very wealthy persons, so for his sake, they organized the first Mayapur festival, first Gold Purnima festival. So we can see that Prabhupada actually is following the footsteps of Narottam Das Thakur. in this way. Like he emphasized book distribution so much. He started Mayapur festival, Golpurnima festival in Mayapur. These are all in line with Narottam Das Thakur. And so I'll just come to the end about Narottam Das Thakur's disappearance. So Narottam Das Thakur, when he got the news that Srinivas Thakur left and Ramchandra Kaviraj left, so Narottam Das Thakur didn't have any desire to continue to stay in this planet any longer. So at that time, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti came and requested him to come to his house near Ganges. So Narottam Das Thakur agreed, and when he was in Ganga Narayan Chakravarti's house, one day he stopped to speak, and he was actually preparing to leave his body. And he told Ganga Narayan Chakravarti that they should carry him to the bank of the Ganges, and he wants to give up his body on the bank of the Ganges. And he stopped speaking. Just after saying that, he stopped to speak. So, according to his desire, his body was taken to the Ganges, on the bank of the Ganges, which was not too far away from Ganga Narayan Chakravarti's house. And as I told, the Smartha Brahmanas were very offensive to Narottam Das Thakur. So when they saw that Narottam Das Thakur stopped to speak, he lost the ability to speak, then they came in a group and started to chastise Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. He said, see, actually, this, although one should chant the holy name of the Lord at the time of death, but this person has committed such grievous offense by giving initiation to the brahmanas that with the mouth that he gave the mantra to the brahmanas, due to that offense, he is unable to utter any word at the time of death. So Ganga Narayan Chakravarti felt so bad that he, holding onto the lotus feet of Narottam Das Thakur, he started to pray to him that, my Lord, this Pashandis, this atheist is speaking like that. At least in order to chastise them and in order to establish the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, you please don't leave this planet now. You please do something. So when he started to cry like that, then Narottam Das Thakur, who apparently actually was dead, he sat up. And he told Ganga Narayan Chakravarti not to worry about it, and he will take care of everything. And by saying that, he got up, took a bath in the Ganges, and went back to Ganga Narayan Chakravarti's house. So then, these brahmanas, when they saw that Narottam Das Thakur coming back like that, and when they heard that he came back actually to chastise them, to punish them, and they also could recognize that how great a personality Narottam Das Thakur was, that same day, in a large group, they came to Narottam Das Thakur, fell down at his lotus feet, and begged forgiveness. And after that incident, and then they requested Narottam Das Thakur for initiation. So Narottam Das Thakur very mercifully delivered them from their sins and gave them initiation. And then one day, Narottam Das Thakur was in Ganga Narayan Chakravarti's house, and he expressed his desire to take a bath in the Ganges. And he went to the Ganges, and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti Ramchandra Das was singing kirtan, and Narottam Das Thakur told them to... he was sitting on the Ganges, half submerged in the river, and half of his body was above water. And he asked Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and Ramchandra to massage his body with the water of Ganges. And as they were about to do that, as they poured the water on his body, and as they were about to massage his body, the body of Narottam Das Thakur melted in the river Ganges in a fluid, in a white milky fluid, and disappeared. So this is how Narottam Das Thakur left this planet. Therefore, there is no samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur. There is only a Pushpa Samadhi. Because Narottam Das Thakur disappeared in the Ganges. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki. Srila Narottam Das Thakur viraha mahatkav ki. Srila Narottam Das Thakur's disappearance day celebration ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jayam Vishnupad Paramhamsa Paribrajaka Charya Ashtasar Shakur Sri Shriman Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Shami Prabhupada ki. Iskan Pandra Charya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Gaur Premanande.